Hey, this is that band I was telling you about. Check it out.
Hello, and welcome to the Music Crush Monday podcast. This is a podcast where two friends review and discuss a band that they personally love every single Monday. Hey, Kevin.
What's going on, Steve?
Not too much. This is your second episode with us.
Yes.
I'm pretty excited about this whole thing and the process that we're going through in learning these bands and everything.
Yeah, and we're going to fine-tune this whole podcast and just maybe we'll get a little better at it.
Yeah. If you ever listen to our introduction episode, you'll know that we're not professionals. We're just kind of having fun and recording our comments on these bands.
Yeah. And I'm excited for the band this week. I don't think it's... I'm probably wrong because you know a lot of bands. I don't know if we've ever discussed this band personally together. And okay. I'm just excited for you to hear it. And you may not like it. So I don't know.
I'm always excited. I mean, the whole concept of not knowing what band it's going to be, it's kind of freeing and just fun. Like, it's an adventure. You know, I have no idea what type of music's going to be playing in my head when you hit that play button.
Right.
And, you know, it may be music that I don't generally listen to, but that doesn't mean I won't like it. You know, right. I might find the things in it that I should have gotten into it when I heard it another time if I had ever heard it before.
And I think this band in particular, you'll probably appreciate a lot. Because you notice good musicianship and you notice when things are difficult to play, and this band is full of that, in my opinion. So I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. So I'm ready for it if you are.
I'm ready. I'm gonna hit the play button. You ready? Here we go.
Oh, you woke up this-
Well, there you have it.
Nice. That was cool. I liked it. There were definitely aspects to it that reminded me of a couple different bands. It was interesting. At the beginning of the song, it almost had a like a Motorhead kind of feel to it. I had no idea. Because that intro, I shouldn't say it was so long, but it was longer where there wasn't any vocals or anything. So it was just that music with like, it was just like guitar solo kind of, just in the beginning.
And there's like a couple different parts of the intro.
Yeah. And so it had more of that, you know, hard rock feel that kind of Motorhead had. I was just thinking like it kind of reminded me of Ace of Spades for some reason.
Yeah.
But then like they switched over and they started doing some other things that kind of sounded like taking elements from, maybe not taking from, I don't know how old this band is or how new this band is, but there, it seemed like there are elements from a band like Thrice with some of the guitar work. The vocals at some points reminded me a little bit of Emery and a couple other bands that I'd heard.
Interesting.
Heard of. I honestly have no idea who the band is. I have no idea. I have no idea who the band is. I would imagine that I have heard of the band, but maybe not. Who knows?
Maybe not.
But it sounds like somebody I should have heard. It's definitely seems like something in the spectrum of bands that I listen to and have listened to. It did sound like they had, and maybe I'm wrong, they sound like they had some Christian elements in there, or is that incorrect?
I think there is, and there's other songs where they have some Christian elements, but I don't think they're a Christian band or even Christians themselves.
Okay.
I could be a little bit wrong in that.
Why don't you go ahead and
pull the curtain back?
Yeah.
So that song, to give you perspective on how old it is, that was released in 2005.
Okay.
The band is Canada's own Protest the Hero.
Okay, Protest the Hero. They're on, I think, Vagrant Records?
I believe so, yeah. Well, according to my little notes here, it just says Underground Operations.
Okay. I could be wrong on that, but I feel like I remember my wife hates me when I'm like, oh, this band was on this label and this producer produced it. But this is just like who I am, I guess.
Sure.
And I just, a lot of the bands I think about, it's just like I can correlate them with what label they were on and I can just picture it.
Sure.
And I think I can even picture a couple of their album covers. I've definitely heard of them, but I don't know that I've really taken the time to listen to them at all.
Yeah, and it's interesting with this band because me personally, I've always felt I'm not picky when it comes to music.
Sure.
And if I'm honest with myself, I'm incredibly picky when it comes to listening to music because there's a lot of things this band does that I normally would not even give a chance. And I'm not sure why this band stuck with me, but like the vocal style, it's kind of like an 80s vocal style. Not my thing. I don't like it, but I love his voice. I love the way he does it. Guitar solos, as a metalhead or a guy that listens to metal who doesn't really care for guitar solos, they do a lot of shredding and stuff, which is not what I normally get into. But this band does it so well, I feel. I don't even know how I really discovered them. I literally stumbled, I don't know how, it was a couple years ago, stumbled across them on YouTube.
Okay.
And they have some of the coolest music videos. That one in particular, that song was called Blindfolds Aside. And I think it was the first song I really heard by them. And the whole video concept is they're playing their music, but there's a shooting, like a soldiers that are going to execute them at high noon, basically.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of cool stuff that's going on in the video. It's pretty basic. It's just them. It's even them as the shooters. So it's like the band is performing and they're kind of going crazy playing.
Sure.
And then the shooters are looking at them like, who are these guys? So which is funny because it's the same people. But
yeah,
they have another video called Heretics and Killers. And the whole video concept is them as the flying monkeys from The Wizard of Oz that's out of work because the witch is dead. So it shows like one of them panhandling. One of them's like trying to get money, playing guitar on the street. One's working at a restaurant. And then they just kind of all come together. And the costumes are really cool. And that's alone enough to check the video out.
Yeah, no, that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's cool. And like I said, I'm not even sure how I got into it because they're not what I normally listen to.
And the song that you played I don't know how many albums they have out or anything like that. What album was this off of? And in terms of releasing their albums, what album was it?
That was their first one. They're on their first album called Kazaya.
Kazaya.
Yeah, in 2005.
Okay.
And what's kind of cool about them, in their albums, they got four studio albums that were released kind of spread out, 2005, 2008, 2011, and 2013. But they had three on a label, and then their fourth album was crowdfunded. So they kind of independently released. And then they actually did another album, which is interesting that they took this route because they did a like subscription base. And you pay like a monthly fee, and they were releasing a song for a month for, I think, just six months. But it's kind of an interesting take on releasing music.
You know, I've actually seen that model before. There's one band that comes to mind, but I know I've seen it done with other bands. Two bands that I can think of. One was a band called Gunger. They're kind of a Christian band, but they were releasing it like an album quarterly or something like that. And then there's another band, they're from Chicago, called Sleeping at Last. They're kind of a bigger band. They have like their music on Grey's Anatomy and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
But he has this whole thing where he's releasing kind of the same thing, like a song. I think every single month he's releasing a new song. And then after, or it might be every month or every week or something, but after so many, he like puts them all together into like an EP. So like,
yeah.
So for the year, he might have three, four song EPs or something like that.
Yeah, and that's what they did with this one. They put it on, it's actually on Spotify. When they released the song per month, it was the song, and then they have liner notes, and then they had an instrumental version of the song. So on Spotify, that is on there, and they have both the instrumental and the full song.
That's cool. There was actually another one that I just thought of. There's another like singer-songwriter guy out of Chicago. He's not so much singer-songwriter. He's more of like that. He's kind of in the indie rock punk scene. His name's Evan Weiss. He has a band called Intuit Over It. And there was one album that he created. I think it's called 52 Weeks. And for an entire year, he recorded a song every single week.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I think that model's kind of fun. And I think it keeps the band or the person, it keeps them being creative and kind of honest with themselves. It's not just like, okay, we're going to hole ourselves up in a cabin or something and we'll record this music that, you know, we've been working on for the last 3 years or whatever. It's like, hey, I've got an idea, let's flesh this out, and then they do it and kind of release it immediately, and it's just raw, and there's no take backs, you know, like you do it once a month or something like that and it's out there, and then it's like, oh, I didn't have time to sit with that song.
It's just an interesting take on how music has changed so much from when we were younger.
Oh yeah, totally. You know,
I mean,
totally.
Now they're doing subscription based. I don't know how many bands do that. I mean, you knew two more than I knew. I knew the one. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of bands are going independent, and especially ones that have been around a while.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I see more and more bands that were on like actual labels that are now, they're like, oh, well, we can release it ourselves. And then they do the Kickstarter or Indiegogo thing where they ask their fans to help fund the release, and then they release it on their own. And I think that's kind of, it's kind of cool, like to be able to, you almost feel more of a part of the band then. Sure. When you're directly giving them funds and you're directly being the reason why they're being able to create that music again.
Yeah, to being able to directly impact the band that you love to listen to. It just has to be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm looking at their Wikipedia because why not? And it does say Vagrant is the label.
Sweet.
So nice work. Nice work. I also, the reason I look at Wikipedia is we talk about genres and how we hate all the titles. They got some good ones on here.
Ooh, I want to see. Is it like avant-garde hard rock?
No, it's progressive metal, which is right. What I assumed. But then it has mathcore.
Ooh, mathcore.
Which I've heard of before.
I could see that. In that song alone, I think there were a couple different tempos. And tempo changes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the whole thing with math rock. I don't know exactly the thing with math rock, but I know it has to do with math and, like, tempo changes and, like, how that...
It's all in odd timings.
Yes, and...
So, there's a difference between math rock and math core, apparently, because it says math core, which is funny. And then they have metal core. And then this one I find really interesting. It says punk rock, but then in parentheses, it says early. Early punk rock, I guess.
Early punk rock?
Is there a difference?
What? I don't even know how this band would classify into early punk rock, especially since their first album came out in 2005. And like, when I think of early punk rock, I think of nothing that I just heard
exactly
in there. So whoever created this Wikipedia page or added these genres, I don't know what you were thinking. I do not think of this style of music as early punk rock.
Yeah, I don't know who decides. I know anybody can add to Wikipedia, but somebody decides to keep it.
Well, we could decide to delete it, couldn't we?
Let's get in there.
Ooh, we'll make those edits.
Let's ruffle some feathers. It also says in here that Vagrant Records is who they signed with for the American release.
Sure.
So you did. I'm impressed, Steve. You impress me all the time. So Underground Operations is the Canadian label.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I know that right now they're on tour or gearing up to go on tour. Their second album called Fortress, which is the one that I really like.
That's the one I've actually heard of.
Yeah.
Like when you said Fortress, I was like, okay, I definitely heard that album.
That's probably their more successful one.
Okay.
But it's the 10-year anniversary of Fortress, and they're coming around. I know they're going to be at Bottom Lounge in Chicago.
Ooh.
And it's sold out.
Oh,
like, I was kind of impressed. I've never seen them live, which I would like to. I'm personally with a live show. I love when a band is into it and like jumping around and just having fun. And I've seen a lot of YouTube of Protest the Hero, and they just can't do that because you've heard what they're playing.
They're so technical.
They're so technical, but their videos, they go crazy. So that's what's
really
funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And obviously they're not really plugged in the video, so they can do that.
They can just kind of act.
Yeah. And the next song I want to play for you is called Hair Trigger.
Okay.
It's off their third album.
Okay. What's that called?
It's called Gorillas. I had to write down how to pronounce it because I don't know what that word is.
Okay, hold on.
Gorillas.
Before you play it, can you tell me all of their album titles?
Yeah. I got Kazaiah.
Kazaiah is number one.
Fortress.
That's easy.
Skrillex.
That sounds like Skrillex.
Yeah. And Volition.
Volition and is then, more of a normal word.
And then their Bandcamp album, is or EP, I guess, Pacific Myth.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. So what song are you going to play next?
So it's called Hair Trigger.
Okay.
And this song, to me, is so, it's fun to listen to. And I actually put it on, you know, when you're in a good mood, you put on some music, keeps you in a good mood.
Sure.
This song puts me in a good mood. There's actually not a lot of structure to the song, which is odd. You know, there's no real chorus, no real verses. There's a couple that seem like they would be verses, but then they don't really come back. There's a lot going on. There's a ton going on. Their bass player, who's no longer the original bass player, I know you would love that guy if you got to watch him play or, you know, honed in on listening to him.
Uh-huh.
You can hear him a lot more in this. This is a much better recording. But he's so good that alone is fun to listen to. And then the guitars are going crazy. And it's just a fun song. And the video to this is a lot of fun because they're just goofing off, which is fun. I mean, there's a part where they're on the go-karts and the guitar players are still playing while they're on the go-karts. And then all of a sudden you see a random guy drive in a go-kart with ICP face paint on. So it's just like stupid all stuff right. like that. Yeah. So yeah, we'll dive into this song if you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's enjoy.
Pale skin, it burns so hot in the midnight.
There it is, Hair Trigger.
Yeah, no, that was marked improvement from the first track. Like, you could tell, like, this is a later album.
Yeah, you mean, like, quality-wise?
Yeah, quality-wise, just, like, even their playing has improved.
Yeah, that's
tremendously.
A 6-year difference between the albums.
Oh, okay. And so, 6 years, so 2011?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I liked it. There are a lot of different elements, and like you said, that bass player stands out. There were so many like slap bass things and funk bass kind of thing. I at one point I was joking. I was like, oh, it sounds like the intro to Seinfeld or something. that was cool. I liked it. And Kevin, I think honestly, I'm gonna keep my eye out for them. And the next time they're even remotely close, we're going to go.
We got to go.
We'll go.
They were just here not that long ago in Milwaukee with August Burns Red, too. And it was just like...
That was like a month ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, and like just a month ago. So, yeah. And I can't go to concerts like I used to.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But I don't know. And as I was listening to that, probably for the who knows how many time, I was having fun with it. But I was also thinking, if I listened to that song back in 2011, maybe, or even the first song back in 2005, I probably wouldn't have liked it because I was a little picky jerk at the time. You know, like, oh, that's not metal, or, you know, or I don't like that kind of metal.
That happens to me and has happened to me where it's like, I, at the time, would have heard a band and I just was like, no, I'm not into this at all.
Right.
And now I can listen to a band and just be like, oh, I really like this band, and I remember I hated them.
Yeah.
Or not hate is a strong word for that, but like I just didn't like them, and then I wrote them off and was like, I'm never going to listen to them again. And then for whatever reason, I started liking them.
Yeah, and that's easy to do because like we've mentioned, I don't know how many times on this podcast already, this is why we play it blind, because it's like, I wrote that band off 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm not saying you did that with Protest the Hero, but...
No,
easy,
I did.
It's easy to do.
I mean, if I'm being honest, I know that I've heard them and had heard them, but I couldn't have picked them out of a crowd, out of the crowd or anything like that.
Yeah.
But like, hearing it this way, I do think I want to give him more of a chance. I had this impression that they were a lot heavier, not just like, I mean, vocally heavier than that. So I actually am more interested in them because they're a little bit more melodic than I thought they were.
He's really melodic.
There's like really cool harmonies going on in there. A lot of really weird things going on vocally. And then just musically, they're just tearing it up with the guitar work.
Yeah. And I'm really impressed by them because even the littlest tiny, they had to write that just for a little drum fill, you know, like and it's like, how many things can you come up with? And for me personally, like, you know, I don't get off on that sort of thing, but I really enjoy it. They do it so well. I think those two guitar players just work together so well. And yeah, vocally, sure. He does have some screamy stuff. Not a lot though. I mean, in Fortress, maybe there's more, but he's got that cool voice that it's kind of different.
Yeah, it is different. It's got that more of like a higher pitch. And like you were saying, it almost has like that 80s rock kind of feel to it without it being 80s rock.
Right.
Like there was that one part where he just like goes way up and it's such like an 80s moment. Or like,
right.
Even if you can imagine like The Darkness or something like that, where it's just like.
And I think I lifted my hand.
You did. You lifted your hand and you shook it. Like
I know what part you're talking about. I'm not going to attempt to do it.
Going up, way up. Yeah, I'm not going to attempt to do it either. But yeah, they're just going all over the place. And then they had that breakdown part where it just like kind of slowed down and instrumentation was peeled back. And you can tell that they're really good musicians. They're just really a solid band. And I will give them more of a chance. Cool. I think I'll probably go back and I'll listen to Fortress.
Yeah, that's a good album.
Just because I know that was like their first probably big album. I could be wrong with that, but that was the first one that I remember hearing about. And I definitely will throw them on a playlist and take a listen to them.
What you actually need to do is go to YouTube and watch their videos.
Okay, I'll do that first.
First things first. But yeah, I would highly recommend Fortress. And I didn't play a song off of that album, even though that's probably my favorite album by them.
No, that's cool though. I'm glad that you played something from the first and the third, and leaving the second one, which is actually more of your favorite. Just getting a better idea of what the band sounds like. I thought that was a great idea.
Man, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed the band.
That's good.
And I would see them live. I think that they would probably put on a good show. And
yeah,
like I said, I'll keep my eye out, and we'll try to figure out something.
Yeah, hopefully they're not like gonna go away. You know, I know they kind of slowed down because they're doing independent everything now.
Sure.
So I don't foresee that, but you never know. I'd have to dig a little deeper to see if they're just doing this anniversary tour and or if they're just not touring as much, but maybe not. Maybe because they were just here with August Burns Red, maybe they're still in it. So
with the touring and with the album that they did on their own, when did the album that they did on their own, when was that released?
That was 2013. And then in 2015 was the Bandcamp subscription one.
So the Bandcamp subscription was 2015. So they haven't put any new music out since 2015.
As far as I know, yeah. Okay. Not at least an official release.
That's cool, though. I mean, at least with them being on tour and stuff, there kind of feels like there could be hope for some new material coming out at some point. So that's definitely something to look out for.
I don't foresee them not putting out something interesting. You know, they're highly talented, you know, probably one of the more talented bands that I listen to. Not saying the bands I like aren't, but these guys are just kind of just well put songs, you know.
No, it's really good.
Yeah, I'm excited that you enjoyed it though, because that's the fun part. I mean, I'm looking forward to the episode when we don't agree.
There will be that episode, and this had the makings of potentially being the episode, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. I told you beforehand.
If you told me beforehand, I still would have listened to it.
You wouldn't have a choice. I wanted to play it anyway.
But I still would have been like, oh, this isn't what I thought they sounded like. Because there are bands that are similar that I listen to that sound similar to that. So there's no reason why I wouldn't listen to them. So I'll give them a second shot.
Sweet.
For sure.
Sweet. Well, hey, that's success.
success.
Thank you for joining us this week. Come back to us next week. Steve will be driving the vehicle, and I'm excited.
And don't forget to check us out on Facebook at Music Crush Monday Podcast and MCM Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And then we'll also be creating a playlist each week with the band that we aired on each episode on Spotify.
So if you have Spotify, check out the playlist, listen to them more. Also, reach out to us on Gmail. We got musiccrushmonday@gmail.com. Give us some love. Give us some hate. Whatever you got.
Yeah, we look forward to hearing from you, and we look forward to doing many more episodes and bringing you more of the music that we love.
Adios.
Oh, that's cool.
Just got a little tidbit for you, a little something for you to chew on.
I broke up the conversation. Yeah, we're
back. Let's get back on track. Where are we?
I don't know.
This is going in at the end, isn't it?
just in time, the cops are flying by.
No.